not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank of Sayre and First National Bank of Trust, my bad, of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Hey, it's Red River War Week. And horns down. Oh, did I say that out loud? No, just kidding. I'm just having fun. Don't anybody get offended here. It's my favorite week of college football. I love the Texas OU game. I've been to 3 or 4 of them. Matter of fact, last time Sandy and I went, we sat on the 50-yard line with a lot of orange around us, burnt orange, that is. And anyway, it was fun. One of them was the president, or no, the founder and of Southwest Airlines. I can't remember his name. You guys probably do. I don't remember his name. The nicest guy in the world. And the guy sitting with him was a lawyer. And that guy ended up knowing Link Newcomb that I went to school with here at Elk City. So it's a small world. We were having a lot of fun. There was a lot of noise till the third quarter when it was obvious that the Sooners were going to win. The orange got quiet. And red and white got loud. So there you go. Anyway, all fun. First of all, I got a lot of important information I want to you guys to listen to here in just a minute. But let's get some temperatures real quick. And it's about hurricane relief. I got a call this morning. Seen the deal last night. We need to help some folks out, people. So let's use the power of good Oklahoma people to help some people out. 82 degrees at Hollis. 78 at Cheyenne, 80 at Arnett, 70 at the May Ranch, 80 degrees at Camargo, and 83 at Hobart. Hobart, you Mangum, and Altus and Granville, you're tied for first for the hottest spot in Oklahoma as of right now at 83 degrees. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, Lipscomb, you're 75. Palador Reservoir, you're 74, 82 at Wellington, and 84 at Odell. So let's get started. So back in earlier this year, first part of the year, when we had the big fire out here in the Texas Panhandle and parts of northwestern Oklahoma right there, TTS and CUD, Pressure Control, they all came to the rescue, helping with hay, trucks, money, fuel, the whole nine yards. They're a great company here in Oklahoma. Started basically right here in Elk City in Woodward. But so they're going to be running trucks back and forth to North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. So we got some urgent needs. So you can drop off supplies at the TTS fishing yard or the CUD pressure control yard in here in Elk City. And they're going to start running trucks starting later this week to those states. And they're going to be dealing strictly, or not strictly, but mainly with the National Guard in each one of those states to make sure that people are needing it. So here's some of the things that they're needing. So I got Randy Holly up there at Shattuck on board with this deal, and he's going to get some people involved with the deal. And no, we can't come up there and just pick up a couple cases of water and stuff like that. It wouldn't be worth the I don't mean this in a bad word. It's not worth the trouble. It's just not feasible. And anyway, if we can get some drop points going on in all parts of the western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, and get some truckloads or partial truckloads to get them, come pick them up, bring them down here, and then they'll coordinate and get the stuff to the people where they need in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia. I'm telling you, people, the devastation in North Carolina, all the states, but mainly there's big, big devastation in North Carolina, because I got a story for you here in a minute coming out of North Carolina that I really would love to have some help from you guys on, too. So charcoal grills, charcoal, propane tanks, propane grills, tents, sleeping bags, kerosene heaters, kerosene pumps, kerosene, hot hands, generators, new blankets, and some other items here. I'm just giving you an idea. Baby diapers, pull-ups, wipes, formula, basic toilets, and feminine hygiene stuff, batteries, bug spray, cleaning supplies, including disinfectant wipes, bleach, disinfectant spray, dog and cat food, first aid kits, flashlights and batteries, garbage bags, gas cans, no fuel, please, no gas in them, gas cans, hand sanitizer, lighter, matches, candles, non-perishable food items, muck boots, paper products, you know, plates, bowls, stuff like that, forks, spoons, napkins, paper towels. So, and I know a bunch of people went and bought paper towels and toilet paper because of this shipping yard strike, so you can give up some now. Anyway, paper towels, rain jackets and boots, sleeping bags and blankets, soap, body wash, shampoo, baby wash, tarps, toilet paper, toothbrushes, toothpaste, water, wipes, work gloves. Man, we need to help them people, because I guarantee you there was a lot of out-of-state folks over here helping Okies and Texans over here during the fires. I remember people from Alabama clear back in that fire at Laverne 2017. So we need to come together. The TTS fishing yard here in Elk City and the Cut Pressure Control Yard are drop points for you here. And well, as drop points come available elsewhere, I'm going to let you guys know. But TTS and Cud just can't thank you enough, Trent Britton and whoever's helping him. Anyway, we appreciate it, and they do help it. So yesterday I was reading a story to you guys out of, I think it was AgWeb or might have been Successful Farming, but anyway, about Russell Hedrick. He's been on my show before. He's the gentleman that grew the 454-something bushel corn. Anyway, it's ironic. I read that story yesterday, and he called me today. And they need some help, and it's heartbreaking. The story, he didn't want to tell me the whole story just yet, but it had a happy ending how it happened, what happened. But anyway, up there in Black Mountain, North Carolina, there's a foster camp there called the Black Mountain Foster Camp. And he called me this morning and he said, "Man, can you put this out?" He said, "I don't know if it's allowed on your ag program, but can you put this out to let people know what's going on?" So there's 260 foster kids ages 1 to 17 in this foster camp. And they had cabins and stuff, and that's where they lived. Well, this water started getting up, and these kids saved themselves. That's what Russell was telling me this morning, that these kids saved themselves. They seen the water rising, and these kids all worked their way back up the mountain to get away from the rushing waters. And this is an area in there where they got up to 30 inches of rain. So there's no telling how high that river got, or creek, whatever running through there by the camp is. But anyway, they saved themselves. And now the water's down. They have no place to go. They're sleeping in tents. And Russell was telling me about the... here probably in the next few weeks they're going to start getting some freezing temperatures up there in the mountains. So they need some help. They're needing donations of lumber to build small cabins, to get stuff back in there. They're needing sleeping bags. They're needing anything to rebuild this foster camp, because this is a year-round deal. It's a permanent foster camp. So if you guys are interested in making any kind of donation, greenamerica.com, He said you can donate money or talk to them about donating, the lumber companies wanting to donate some lumber, nails, or some construction people ain't got much going on and they want to come up there and help rebuild these cabins for these kids. Think about that. 260 foster kids from the age 1 to 17 living in tents right now. It's a pretty sad situation, but I think it's great. He said that the kids actually saved themselves. So greenamerica.com, or if you got any questions about it, let me know, and I'll get back in contact with Russell on it. But he said greenamerica.com is not keeping nothing. Everything donated to greenamerican.com, and it's a 501(c) for tax write-offs and all that stuff. Everything is going to this Black Mountain foster camp. So pretty, just I'm sure there's a lot more stories like this and there, but when a farmer calls me to ask for help, here we are. So if you guys got any extra money or anything you want to donate, if you want to go up there and help them rebuild their cabins and stuff, that's a lot of people. Plus their the camp coordinators there, you know, so you got basically probably around 300 people that don't have nothing to live in right now. There's no communication up there. The towers and stuff are still down. So anyway, just a deal. And like I said, we got the CUD and TTS deal going on here in Elk City. We'll have more drop points. Let's help them out, people. That's all I can tell you. Well, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll have Mr. Brandon Hickey on here from the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And find it in your heart. Please figure out some way to help all these people with what's going on. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at everettwelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're going to be a little delayed on Brandon. I bet he's on the phone right now making a big cattle deal because he told me he was available today. So we'll get to him here shortly. First of all, let's see what the ag weather's doing in Dozer, Texas. 81 degrees, heat index 81, relative humidity 38, dew point 53. Winds are out of southwest at 7 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 14 miles an hour. No rainfall, month-to-date precipitation. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 74 degrees. Also, I want to kind of fill you guys in on who I met this morning over there at Sayre America at the OSU Extension office, Miss Kathy Wynn. She is our new County Extension Director for Agriculture, 4-H Youth Division, Beckham County Extension Service. That's what her card says anyway. Anyway, she seems okay. No, she seems really good, but I'm not going to hold it against her. She's from Greer County. So anyway, I was giving her crap about that. She said, well, I got kinfolk up here in Beckham. Whatever, doesn't matter. You're still from Greer County. But anyway, you guys get a chance. Stop by the extension office there in Sayre, right across from the courthouse, and go in there and meet our new extension director for agriculture here in Beckham County, Miss Kathy Wynn. She took Greg's place, Hartman. He retired. He got old and retired on us. No, he had enough. He's out raising, I'm going to say show hogs if I was guessing right. But anyway, I know he's got swine on the farm. So anyway, go by and meet Kathy Wynn. She's pretty funny. I like her. So anyway, I stopped by there and got me some prussic acid field test kits to try out on my cover crop I had in one little field this morning. I'm going to test that out, see if I can turn some cattle in on there because the grazing has gone to zero. That's all I got to say about that. All right, let's see, while we're waiting on Brandon, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybeans plunged and grain futures were lower overnight amid forecast for precipitation in South America. Who cares? Rainfall is forecast this week for growing areas in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of oil seeds. Weather maps show showers expected in the state of Mato Grosso. I hope I said that right. The largest producer of soybeans in the South American country. Late this week, according to the Commodity Weather Group, said in a note to clients that may offer a little relief to areas that have been dry. Still hot and dry weather in the center and west region of that country will slow seeding rate until showers arrive. In central and northeastern Argentina, a half inch to 2 inches of rain are forecast that may narrow stress on crops to half of corn and wheat areas. Harvest pressure also weighed on overnight prices as crop collection rolls on. In the United States, about 47% of the U.S. soybeans were harvested as of Sunday, up from 26% last week, and a five-year average of 34%. 30% of the U.S. corn was in the bin at the start of the week versus 21% a week earlier, and the average of 27% for this time of the year. Dry weather will allow farmers into their fields for the next 10 days. Winter wheat planting in the U.S. also advanced as 51% was in the ground as of Sunday, the USDA said in its report. That's up from 39% a week prior and just behind the average of 52%. While I'm thinking about it, you have 7 days till 10-15 of October to get your winter forage crops in for if you want to be able to do anything with NAP or what is it, LFP? Anyway, the October 15th, the deadline, according to my undercover resource people in the USDA FSA offices. Or check your email. It's all over it. So anyway, winter wheat planting is at 51%. That's 39 up from 39%. But it's behind the average. Usually we're around 52%, according to this report. Soybean futures for November delivery plunged 14.5 cents to 10.19.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost 310 to 320.90 a short ton. And soy oil was down 0.95 cents to 43.62 a pound. Corn futures fell 2.5 cents to 423.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery lost a penny overnight to 591.5 a bushel. And Kansas City futures dropped 2.25 to 601 a bushel. Inspections of corn and wheat for export dropped week to week, mainly because the ports were shut. If I'm guessing, hey, but they got their pay raise. I think I heard seen somewhere $500 a month or whatever they was after, times 47,000 employees. That equals up to a little over $20 million more a month that they got to pay all these people down there, the longshoremen. So all you people went out and bought all of that toilet paper and paper towels and stuff like that. You're not going to be able to take them back, I bet. Not that amount that you bought, but what I don't get about that deal is I seen this. One of my listeners, I think, posted on Facebook. Why do people panic and buy toilet paper and paper towels and stuff like that when they're made here in the USA? They're not coming in on the ship. And then why do people go out and buy milk and eggs when they'll go bad? For long term, I mean, you guys are doomsday people. Why do you buy that stuff? 225-9697 is my text line. It's wide open. If I need to hear some really cool reasons why you guys buy toilet paper. For those who are doomsday people, toilet paper and paper towels. Why? They're made here in the USA. They're not coming in on the ships. So anyway, corn inspections for overseas delivery fell to 933,000 metric tons. That's down from 1.15 million a week earlier. Wheat examinations declined to 363,000 tons. That's down from 550,000 tons. Soybean inspections, meanwhile, jumped to 1.43 million tons from 682,000 tons the previous week. Guess what? Another hurricane's coming. I just checked on it before the show started. It's at a category 4 now, but it's still very strong, and it's headed straight to Florida. I think the eye's supposed to hit somewhere around Tampa Bay. That's what's going on down in that area. Tomorrow evening or Thursday morning, I was seeing some stuff on social media where traffic was headed out of Florida and there was thousands of cars headed out. And then I read somewhere where people said they couldn't get out because there was no gas at the gas pumps available for their, to get out. And I've been to Florida a few times. If you had one tank full of fuel, you can get out of Florida. No two ways about it. I don't care what vehicle you're in and how slow your traffic is. I've been there. And you can go from one end to the other with a full tank of gas. So anyway, some people wouldn't predict. They're forecast to weaken to Category 3 by the time it hits landfall. But the storm surge is supposed to be unreal. And so anyway, keep your fingers crossed and prayers in for those people in the state of Florida. So anyway, all right. Anything else? Oh, today's Hay Day Tuesdays. Haven't got any texts in yet on the text line, 580-225-9697. If you're selling hay, I need to know what type of hay. if you're selling it by the ton or by the bale, how much per ton, where you're at, can you load it, and what else? Has it been tested? And no big deal. You wanted to sell some hay, this is free. Great Plains Bank has paid for the advertising for you guys, farmers and ranchers. If you want to sell some hay, it's free. And so you got hay for sale, let me know. Or if you're looking for some, don't be bashful. Text in and say, hey, Jimmy, I need some big squares of alfalfa that test around 20% protein. And I'll give you $250 a ton for it. I don't know. But anyway, so today is Hay Day Tuesday if you feel like that. All right, let's take a break, a Stockman's Vet break, that is. And when we come back, I'll see if I can get a hold of Brandon here pretty quick. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
When you get off work, how do you feel on your drive home? Everybody's glad to head home after 8 or 10 or 12 hours on the job. But do you feel like you and the crew did good work and made things happen and helped move a project forward? Or are you just thankful it's over and you don't want to think about it at all? Nobody should feel that way. At Canyon, you won't. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring day and night drivers for their Fay, Hinton, and Chickasha locations. And they need mechanics in Elk City and Fay. Excellent pay and full benefits will be yours. Apply at Canyon's Elk City office on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course. Or go online to canyonoilfield.com. You can even call 729-3297. When your shift is done at Canyon, you'll know you've done good work. And when you go back, you'll do even more. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Oh, about 10, 15 years, somewhere in there. Oh, because this is the best place to work in the world. Jill and Brandon are the best people to work for. You can't find any better. I'm the generator department manager. Take care of the generators, working on them, servicing them, installing them. Whatever you need, we got it. Well, we sell Generac. We're authorized sales and service dealer, and we're also sales and service for Kohler, but we work on them all. If you call, we're not afraid to tackle it. Oh, yeah, I've done electrical for a long time. Got my journeyman's card in 1978, '87, I got my journeyman's card and worked for my dad for multiple years, and then I got the opportunity to come work for Jill and Brandon, and I've been here ever since. I've loved it every minute of it. I think it's the quality and the concern that Brandon and Jill have for their customers. They want the job done right, and you're going to do it right. And if you don't, then Brandon will tell you about it. So it's just that kind of quality that I enjoy and working for somebody that has that desire for the quality.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hey, Let's do the weather first, and then I'll get to the text line. So anyway, here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Ceiling, it's 80 degrees. Dew point's 48. Humidity's 33. The winds are out of southwest at 8 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 76. Sunset at 7:10. 87 for a high today, 57 for a low, 91 for a high tomorrow. And same old winds. Not much going on, which is good. And all right, so back to the text line. I have, so I guess I asked the question about the toilet paper and the paper towels. Why do doomsday people buy them off the shelf and buy all the stores out? This person said, ask the Cotton King. He has an answer to all the problems. Well, speaking of the Cotton King, yesterday, you know, I was bragging on the Cotton Queen. She was doing wonderful out cutting cotton stalks, and everything was going good. Little did she know that the Cotton King, her husband, that's why they're called Cotton King and Queen, for you guys that don't know much about queen princes and all that stuff. So anyway, Cotton King didn't tie up the hoses right on the tractor, and she ended up cutting some hydraulic lines. So, and she'll be back cutting stalks. I heard neighbors were calling me and texting me, said, dude, you've never seen anybody shred cotton stalks as good as that lady does. So, but anyway, her hubby messes her over and didn't tie up the hydraulic lines in the correct way. So he's paying dearly for it today by fixing all that stuff. And so anyway, cool stuff. All right, so here's the deal. Jimmy, I will donate $500 to the hurricane cause, and I want to challenge everybody else to do so too. Thank you very much, sir, for whoever you are. Appreciate it. Hope we got some Samaritans out there that can donate some more, $100, $50, it don't matter. The people, according to what I got here, is at the Black Mountain foster care camp. They need portable buildings. They need stuff built to sleep in, to stay in this winter. They're going to need little wood stoves or gas stoves, whatever they use up there. Sleeping bags, I would say, would be a really big item now with cold temperatures coming in the next couple weeks, because they're not going to have, you know, it's going to take them a little while to get these buildings back intact. So anyway, greenamerica.com to donate for the 260 foster kids. They're sleeping in tents right now up there on Black Mountain. Sad deal. So anyway, hopefully my boss doesn't get a call from the FCC, FBI, or NCA for me inciting violence against the University of Texas. I wouldn't do that. Oh, so anyway. It's 12:36 and Texas still sucks. Sorry, I had to say that. I have a lot of good friends that are Longhorn fans, so don't any of you guys get it. He's gonna get his butt whooped for saying that. Dude, it's that week, all right? Everything will be cool. All right, let's check out some stuff here. I got a couple texts come in already for hay for sale. Again, coming up here in about 10 minutes. Brandon must be busy, because this is a very rare deal that he turns down an opportunity to talk with me on the show. So he must be pretty busy, or he's on the ranch and out of phone signal. But anyway, if he comes on here pretty quick, we will. If you got hay for sale, 580-225-9697. Text in what you got to sell and what type of hay, if it's round or square, by the ton, by the bale, however you want to do it. Text it in, 580-225-9697. It's free. We might not have a lot of action here this month, but I promise you, come about 1st November, hay will start selling on Hay Day Tuesdays here, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. So we got that going on. All right, let's check out here what's going on. There's that. Here we go. So the labor strike, I guess you guys heard, was over. Port workers have reached a tentative agreement to end a 3-week work stoppage. at East End Gulf Coast Ports. Mike Stenhot with the Soy Transportation Coalition says having supply chains certainly is critical to the ag industry. And they got, we're not just delivering soybeans and other ag products next door. He says we're delivering these products halfway around the world. So this means you've got to have a supply chain that is predictable and reliable. He tells Brownfield the temporary agreement is in place until January the 15th. We want an agreement that hopefully benefits both sides, but most importantly, it allows farmers to be successful because there's a lot of challenges confronting agriculture right now, and we don't need our supply chain to be adding one more complication. U.S. Meat Export Federation CEO Dan Hallstrom says the deal is a tremendous relief for the U.S. meat and livestock industries. About $100 million worth of U.S. beef and pork products are exported every week through the East and Gulf Coast ports. He says exports are a critical revenue stream, and the industry needs all U.S. ports operating to meet the needs of international customers. So how about that? And then let's see here. Ooh, wrong one. I got another deal here. So, this hurricane, seems like hurricanes are a pretty popular thing to talk about right now, in a bad, some good way, some bad way. But anyway, here's the deal with Hurricane Milton that's coming. Here's the its threat. As Hurricane Milton heads towards Tampa, Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX, shares what it means for the phosphate market. On the heels of Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Milton appears to be headed for Tampa. It's the epic center for phosphate production. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX, joined AgriTalk to share some implications that could be have on the market. We have to worry about all the people down there. This could be the first major hurricane to directly hit in modern Tampa history. I did not know that. But then you start to think about all the production, all the storage, everything that's in that area for phosphate market. It's 3 or 4 weeks before all fall application begins. This isn't good. Linville said price of phosphate has been high in comparison to grain prices, and inventories of the product are already tight. I'm never going to sit here there and say, oh, you're not going to be able to find it. It won't exist. You'll find it, but you might not like the price, and you might not like the timeline. For those who have already locked in their orders for phosphate, Linville doesn't believe there should necessarily be concern for those contracts changing. This might be something folks are talking about and something that may be feared a little bit, but you hope that it doesn't make its way down to Farmgate. You hope the market finds a way, and it always does. As for the rest of the fertilizer marketplace, Linville says urea prices are up, but maybe not for the reason you think. We suddenly saw urea prices starting to spike around the world, and everybody said the Iran attack is what caused the price to go higher. He said supplies are tight on urea, and everything else has been following it. Iran attacking Israel was not the thing that caused it. He said it was just the trigger that allowed the market to come together and say we now need to move higher. The potash market, on the other hand, is well valued and well supplied. Our only real concern when it comes to potash is maybe we see some price increase in the middle of the season because folks who wait until the absolute last minute may say they need something right now and the cost a little bit more, he says. Linville adds that the spring is hard to predict this far out, but supply issues tend to be long-lasting. He recommends having a conversation now with retailers and suppliers. How about that? That answer your question to your fertilizer deal? So, anyway, I'm not going to say any names or what it's area anyway. Yesterday, I was talking to a fellow farmer friend, and we're talking about leaving instead of baling up peanut hay, leaving the residue out on the ground. And so, if you make, I think, 2.5 bales to the acre of peanut hay, that equals out to, I think, 250 pounds of potash.
the residue from the peanut hay if we did our numbers right, and that's not a guarantee. But this is just having a conversation. So if you can fix my numbers, great. But we're having a conversation here. It's not far out of whack. So you, if you went and bought 250 pounds of potash, it costs you, or if you put down 250 pounds of potash per acre, it costs you around $59, $60 an acre to put that, just the cost of the potash. That's not putting it down. Doesn't include your labor, your tractor fuel, any of that stuff. So it costs, that's what it costs. So if you went and baled your hay and say you made this easy conversation here, 2 bales of peanut hay per acre, and you sold it for $75 a bale, that's $150 an acre. Okay. All right. $150 versus, say it cost $80 an acre to put down 250 pounds of fertilizer, if you include your labor. I'm just guessing $20 an acre. So that's $80 an acre versus gross income of $150. But then you take out, you don't have to swath it, so you ain't going to have no swathing cost as far as the hay is concerned, because you're just combining it anyway. That's included in the cost of peanuts. So now you make 2 bales to the acre, cost $25 a bale to bale it. That's $50 cost. No, now your gross income of $150 an acre for peanuts is back down to $100. Okay, well, you're making $20. No, now you got to stack that hay. Now you got to deal with animals, because every animal, bug, critter, including Bigfoot, likes peanut hay. And they're going to tear into that stuff. And they're going to make a mess on a certain percentage of those bales of peanut hay. So now you got to move the hay and stack it. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come by the hay. Now you got to move your tractor back over there and do that. So basically, it's a lot easier just to leave your peanut leaves on the ground versus doing all that stuff. That's my opinion. That's his opinion. And we're just talking. So I'm just telling you guys about a conversation between me and another guy on figuring out what would be best to do. What do you guys think? So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. I'll have more on them coming up right after this commercial. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here. I'm speaking with Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent, what's going on this time of year at SEI?
Well, Ron, we are booking seed for fall pasture. We have triticale, rye, hairy vetch, and radishes, which will make great pasture for this winter. And we also have winter cattle cube contracts available.
Thank you, Kent. For more information, give Kent a call, 580-225-0317. SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 7th. 1,957 head were sold, 6 head of steers at 471 brought 306, 11 at 506 brought 288, 7 at 577 brought 244, 24 at 672 brought 276, 37 at 786 brought 253, 47 at 809 brought 252, 59 at 886 brought 241, 4 head of heifers at 455 brought 245, 14 at 588 brought 243, 58 at 592 brought 241, 6 at 658 brought 235, 19 at 712 brought 241, 14 at 836 brought 224, 5 at 1003 brought 190, butcher cows were 45 to 125, butcher bulls brought 90 to 158, bred cows were 1375 to 2300, Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Brandon had a good excuse. He said he was right in the middle of loading 3 semis up with cattle. So we'll have him on tomorrow. How about that? All right, let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Forecast for Southwestern Oklahoma. Pick the big town and the capital of Harmon County, Hollis, Oklahoma. 87 degrees, dew points 52, humidity's 31. The winds are out of the west, southwest 8 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 78 degrees, sunset at 7:14. Mostly sunny, 93 degrees, mostly clear, 59 tonight and tomorrow, 96 for a high. She's going to be warm, but the winds are going to be out of the south, southeast, 6 tomorrow. Anyway, I had a person text in that if what the protein is on peanut hay. And I promise you, I think it's been a while since I've heard any test results, a couple of years, but I tested some about 4 years ago, and it's right up there with alfalfa. Pretty darn close, if not right at it. So yes, it would be good supplement feed to feed cattle instead of Cuban. Absolutely correct. But some of the I know Gary that I help, we bale his hay, he keeps it all for his cattle, so that's what he does. But not all peanut farmers have cattle. So but again, it comes back to wear and tear on your equipment. Every hour you put on the tractor makes it less, worth less. And, so is it easier to just put down potash or leave it on there? Potash, once you're done combining, you're done. All you got to do is sow your cover crop in there for the winter and you're done, versus all that other stuff. Just depends on every situation different with every farmer. I promise you. So it's all good. All right. Today, as we move into fall, it's time to get those cows preg checked and up to date on yearly vaccinations. With ever-increasing input costs for feed, hay, labor, open cows cannot pay their way. Calling open cows and cows that calve outside of your normal calving window is one of the single most important management practices we can do to increase efficiency and profitability. Also, remember that it's never too early to schedule a herd visit to establish a relationship with us and to discuss any herd health issues that you can avoid. Emergencies can't be prevented, but many herd health problems are easier to prevent than to treat. Let us work with you to help improve your herd's health and your bottom line. From vaccinations to prevent disease, testing to ensure efficient use of dewormers, and most importantly, the correct antibiotic selection and dose when a issue does arise. We are here to help. Call Stockman's at 580-225-0200 for all your animal needs. Matter of fact, at Stockman's, we got a baby vet that's going to be here next month. It's exciting times around the vet clinic there. Little baby vets on the way with Taylor and Blake. So anyway, congratulations to them. And let's see here. What else we got? Hey, you guys ready for some hay? One guy changed his mind. He texted in and said, I'm going to wait till next week. So we'll see what's going on here. All right. So where's it at? There it is. Alfalfa hay for sale. Little square bales. Average 75 pounds, no bugs, no stickers. This is horse quality alfalfa hay. Winter is coming. Get stocked up before it's gone. Dale High, Oklahoma can deliver for a fee, $15 per bale, cash, 116. The way this text is, I thought it said 1.6 per bale check. But anyway, no, it's $16 a bale if write a check. Call or text 580-729-0361. 729-0361 for some small bales of alfalfa hay, little squares, 75 pounds, no bug, no stickers. This is horse quality alfalfa hay. How about that? So I got one of the answers back on my question on the toilet paper, and then it wasn't from the Cotton King. Well, I had my wife get some paper products, but it's because the people buying it were causing the shortage, not because there was a shortage of that, if that makes sense. I thought the strike would last longer, and we were about out anyway. Good shape for the winter, they said. I'm glad they got it settled. Just wish I had someone to pass the extra cost of shipping on to now. So anyway, thank you for the response. That's really honest. So, and then we go there. So, all right, let's check out some prices for hay. Where'd it go? I know I have it. All right, here's some of the prices going on for alfalfa hay. Premium alfalfa in Kansas, $180 to $265. Good alfalfa, $85 to $230 delivered. Missouri, $200 to $300 on premium, $150 to $200 on good. Oklahoma, $130 to $150 on premium is what it's saying here. I know that's I don't know. I don't believe that. But anyway, New Mexico, $175 to $300. Texas, $240 delivered to $360. That's for premium. $250 delivered to $270 delivered on good. Hey, grass hay prices and others slash others. Kansas, $180 per ton for premium, $80 to $200 on good. Missouri, $200 on premium grass hay, $150 on good. Sorry, I had to cough. Oklahoma, nothing available there. Texas, $220 to $240 on premium grass hay, $155 to $225 delivered on good grass hay. So that's some of your prices on that. Anyway, I need to share this with you. I don't want to get in trouble from OSU. So, good morning. This is a deal that went to educators at OSU, at all OSU deals. Just wanted to let you know that selected ag producers in your county will be receiving a land leasing survey from the Oklahoma Field Office National Agriculture Statistics Service. That's the NASS. Anyway. Please encourage your producers to respond to these surveys if the topic comes up. More response data means better, more reliable market information can be passed along to those referred to our extension publication. So if you get something from OSU or the NASS on the CR230 or CR216, which is Oklahoma cropland rental rates and Oklahoma pasture rental rates, please respond to them to. And be truthful. Don't be lying. Be truthful on fill that out to help with pasture and cropland rental rates. If you don't mind, please, this is out to everybody. Remember, October 15th is your deadline to report your planting dates. And what else we got here? We got, I missed something here. Where did I go? Bear with me a second here. Boop, boop. Making hay. That's too long. Bear with me a second here. I got 2 minutes left and I got to kill. I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to repeat these deals from TTS. So here is the deal from TTS. If you guys and Cud Pressure Control, charcoal grills, charcoal propane tanks, propane grills, tents, sleeping bags, kerosene heaters, kerosene pumps, kerosene, hot hands, generators, and new blankets. I'm going to throw it in. Don't forget sleeping bags. I think I said that. Anyway, this is all going to TTS's fishing yard here in Elk City. TTS and Cud, and then plus Cud Pressure Control. Those two companies will start making deliveries to the East Coast, to the Carolinas, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. Toilet paper, tarps, work gloves, water, paper towels. I don't care if you go buy a case of water and you want to bring it by a TTS yard. They'll take it. They'll get all this stuff. Boots, hand sanitizer, flashlight. Man, anything you guys can do, or money. I promise you, this is going to get in the right hands. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Number one for new country.
KECO, Elk City.
Don't pick a fight with Mother Nature. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.